Cheesemakers' utility bills account for 15% of the cost of producing a pound of cheese. Agriculture Secretary Rod Nielsestuen told the audience at the annual meeting of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association this week they should find ways to cut their gas, electric, and water treatment bills by applying for pilot grant funds to produce their own cleaner energy.
By utilizing waste that come from either the cheese manufacturing process or from use of other wastes, and use methane digestion to generate power or to make ethanol or to offset gas use, we'll save the dairy industry money, the cheese plant money, and we'll use less energy.
Nielsestuen says although the Wisconsin cheese industry generates more than $20 billion a year, most cheesemakers operate on a tight margin. So the offer of state help in cutting energy costs is getting a warm reception. The grants of up to $250,000 for renewable energy pilot projects that the state is offering will come from a $30 million renewable energy fund in Governor Doyle's budget. The Joint Finance Committee rejected that fund, but Nielsestuen says he's optimistic at least some of it will be saved when legislators take up the budget.
We need to be aggressive and move towards Wisconsin-produced energy and conservation, and that's what the governor is trying to do. And I think when all is said and done, the legislature will embrace most of that package too.
The governor's goal is to produce 25% of the state's electricity from renewable fuels by 2025. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.